Welcome to the Crafted Kitchen Podcast, where we talk about more than just food. In this episode, you'll meet Jessica Motes, the maker behind the Naughty Cookie. Originally from Miami, where she was a fashion model, Jessica's become a vegan cookie queen, growing her small business into a mini juggernaut that ships her deceptively delicious treats all across the U.S. In this conversation, recorded at our facility in downtown Los Angeles, Cindy and Jessica dive deep into what it takes to survive and thrive as an entrepreneur in this wild industry we call food, beverage, and hospitality. Have a listen.
Yes, career. So what? Tell me one thing about entrepreneurship that you did not expect. Now, that may be a hard question for you since you grew up around that. Mm-hmm. But for your own journey, tell me something that you did not expect.
How hard it was going to be, like, really, like, and I, it might be silly to say that, oh, how does that come as a shocker? But really, how often you feel alone. And
it's a very lonely business.
It's a very lonely business. I've missed weddings. I've missed baby showers. To this day, my friend has a baby shower in a week that I won't be going to because I have orders to fulfill. I'm very hands-on in my business.
Yes, you are.
I've missed... Mind you, all my family is still in Miami. So I have missed so many Christmases, so many holidays, birthdays. It's a 24/7 job.
It is.
It is 24/7. And I don't think, even watching my grandfather, like at his store day in, day out, I didn't put that really into what it really means until I had to do it myself. And right. I'm like, wow, you really have to sacrifice your social life. It's like my mom always said, your network is your net worth. And I came out here with zero network, two clients that I was working for that paid my bills. And funny enough, I started this business with $800. That is how I started Naughty Cookie. And I really built it from the ground up. And I want to say that that really is the most challenging part of it, of being an entrepreneur, is all the things that you have to put aside to really focus.
Yeah.
And it's those sacrifices that luckily I have such a loving family and amazing friends that understand, but I still carry that like, oh, I wish I could have been there for them. I wish I could have been there, you know, for these special moments. To this day, I'm having this difficulty of like setting boundaries with my personal life and my business life.
Sure.
How do I balance that out? Because I've worked 6 years nonstop with Naughty Cookie, and I'm really proud of everything I've accomplished with Naughty Cookie. But I also have little pockets where I'm like, ooh, I could have been at this wedding. I could have made it work. Or maybe I couldn't. You know?
Or maybe you couldn't.
Yeah.
So how many times do people say to you, oh, you're so lucky you work for yourself. You can take vacations whenever you want.
What vacations?
Thank you.
What vacations? And oh, how cute, you make cookies.
No.
This is not cute.
No.
Yeah, I love when people tell me this. I'm like, I wish I could take you with me to the kitchen to really see like the labor behind making these cookies.
Yes.
Like what it takes to make these orders. And it's not just being in the kitchen. It's also all the work that's outside of the kitchen. I'm glued to my computer. I'm glued to my phone. And I'm also people that know me. It's like, I love living such a simple life. And if I can disconnect from all the tech, I would. And that's another thing with this day and age and being an entrepreneur is you have to stay relevant. And how do you stay relevant? You have to be on social media. You have to be on your computer. We're an online business. Hello. Like I have to be glued to my computer.
Yes.
It's so wild. Nobody else is going to do this but me.
Right.
So when you're an entrepreneur, it's like, you can't have a sick day. What is a sick day? I can't even remember when I called in sick and saying this out loud. Now it's like, I just thought of like, again, seeing my parents' work ethic. My dad is going to be 65. And he always says to this day, he only took like 3 days off his whole life. And imagine now as an entrepreneur, when I don't have a choice, like you don't have a choice because if you don't show up, there's nobody else showing up for you.
No.
And even if you have staff, nobody's going to love your business as much as you.
No.
Nobody. Is going to make that cookie as good as you.
No.
That is, I mean, you know, you run an incredible business and you're doing it on your own.
Yes.
And it is wild. It's wild to watch it. I love being here. And I'm just like, it's such an inspiration because every time I'm here and I see you in the office, I'm like, you go. I'm like, because I know what it takes and I know how hard that is. Like just to show up for yourself and you don't have an audience being like, applause. You know what I mean? It's like,
So if a young baker approached you mm-hmm. and said, Jessica, you've done monumental things. I want to be a professional baker. What advice would you give besides don't do it? No, I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh. To be honest, it's so funny that you say this because I've been wanting to consult. And also the main reason I also started Naughty Cookie was like, I have an exit plan for Naughty Cookie, right?
What is it?
Is to sell it. Sure. To sell it and help other women in food and any other industry grow their business. Be an angel investor. Everything I've learned along the way, I taught myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel that was the best way to build this business because I want to lend my knowledge to other people that want to start their business. And I would love for people to ask me, like, where do I start? What do I do? Because I just know the foundation and I know how to build something from nothing. And if you have that passion, as cliche as it is, it's like, just go for it. Go for it. Learn along the way. Do the mistakes that I made too. Like, those are the mistakes that make you learn, that make you stronger.
Yes.
And you know what? If 6 months in, you're like, oh, hell, this is not for me. That's okay. You tried it.
That's right.
My parents would always, you know, I'd always tell them, why are you guys playing lotto? Like, what this is, you know what the odds are? And they're like, there is one thing that's for sure. If you don't play, you don't win.
That's why it's the logo of Lotto, right?
Yeah.
That's
if you don't play, you don't win. And it is so true. If you don't try it, you're never going to know. So try it. And if you love it and if you can handle the grind, because it is a grind, making cookies, the profit margins, you guys don't even want to know how many cookies you got to make.
Oh, yeah.
To stay alive, just to survive. It is wild, but I love it. I really like, I didn't go to baking school.
You're self-taught.
I'm self-taught. And I feel like it's just passion and the drive that I have and how much I believe in my product that's gotten me to this day on this podcast. It's just that drive that I have that I love my freaking cookies. I don't know what I can tell you, Cindy.
What advice, what would you whisper in the ear of your younger self?
It's going to be okay. There's a lot of times that I've also been depressed. I've gone through these really dark days. I've, you know, even till this day, there are times where I'm just, it's an endless roller coaster. It's an emotional roller coaster.
It is.
I do go through these dark phases where I feel like I'm so alone. I miss my family. I miss my friends. I miss that support system. And there are days where I just see myself, like I wake up and I'm like, what am I doing with my life? It's kind of crazy, right? Because you're like from the outside perspective, looking in, you're like, what do you mean? You like, look what you built, look what you've done.
Yes.
And it's like, but you guys don't see everything, all the energy it takes to build this. Like, it's all of me. It's from my toes to my fingers to my head to my eyes to my nose. It's my entire physical, mental, everything in just to build this and to keep it going. It's really every fiber of my body. It's a lot. So there are times where I'm just like, is it worth it? Like, what have I done? Like 6 years in and I'm just like, I love this business. I am proud of myself. I don't take that away from me. I did something that people weren't doing at that time.
Okay.
But it's like, now what? Because I love when people are like, so what's your 5-year plan? I'm like, do you guys even know what you're doing tomorrow? Because I don't. I always take everything day by day because I'm just like, you really never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Sure. And I do try and live my fullest and best life. But there are days that you can't control that you wake up and you're just like, what am I doing? Like, you know, it's like I'm also an overachiever and that works against me. Like at times where I'm just like, have I done enough? Is this enough? There are those moments that also they don't tell you when you're becoming an entrepreneur. It's like you're going to have so many of those moments.
The self-doubt.
I think there are a lot of benefits that I gained from being a fashion model, as weird as that sounds out loud, because it was a very tough industry to be a part in for so long. I mean, the things I had to go through as far as people, you know, they just like call you names, tell you that you're too fat when you're like underweight, all these things. But when I always try and look at the positive aspect of things, even when it presents itself really negative, I'm like, no, how do I turn this into a positive? And I'm always like, this really made me a tough cookie. You can throw anything at me and it will not compare to the scrutiny that I had to deal with being a fashion model back in the day. That was a whole other, this is a whole other podcast.
Yes. And I would like to do that too. What question were you hoping I would ask you that I didn't? And what's your answer to that question?
Oh my God, Cindy, that's a great one. Oh my gosh. How did you make it into Crafted Kitchen and why Crafted Kitchen?
Okay.
Because come on, you deserve all the credit too.
No. Yes. This isn't true.
Yes. And I don't need brownie points. Okay. So
then how did you land here?
I landed here, oddly enough, because of the pandemic. I did start as a food cottage business working out of my apartment. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic hit. We were already an online store because I wanted to make cookies. I started noticing that during these pop-ups, there were people from Kansas, New York, Texas, Florida that were like, you know, coming as tourists to California and coming to these pop-ups, stocking up on cookies. And they were always like, oh, we wish we had these in our state. We wish we had these where we lived in our local coffee shop or we just wish we had them. Yeah. And I was like, I need to make this into an online store. So I turned it into an online store, started shipping nationwide. That was a whole other ballgame to learn. Pandemic hit. We were already a trusted online food store. And again, being an entrepreneur and having your own business, you constantly have to go with the times and pivot. And I can't even tell you how many times we've pivoted the business strategy of the Naughty Cookie. We went from pop-ups to then selling online to then changing to like a gift-giving business. So I was like, you know what? Because everyone is on lockdown, people are missing birthdays. I know what that's like. People are missing anniversaries. People are missing weddings. They want to send gifts. Yes. So let's pivot into a gift cookie company. And people started sending our cookies as gifts, like naturally, like no ads necessary. They already trusted us. We already built that foundation.
Sure.
And that exploded. I couldn't make cookies in my home anymore. So me being the pickiest person that I am was like, I need to find a really good kitchen facility. And I'm a clean freak. So I started looking at other facilities and they scared the crap out of me.
Why?
Because they were dirty.
Okay.
They were dirty. They were not up to my clean standards. And we're talking about food here. I mean, hygiene is everything.
Sure. I mean, you're putting things in people's bodies.
Yes.
And that's...
We need a clean oven. We need a clean foods. We need clean everything. It was scary. What is out there is scary. So I was just like, no, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. And I kept doing my research. And then my friend, who was also an inspiration for me, Ava from Senorita, was like, I work out of this kitchen. It's going to live up to your standards. It's amazing. And I was like, I got to go check it out. And immediately I met you. I walked in and I was like, sold, done. I'm like,
I remember that day, actually.
Yeah. And you know, you walk into one place and it looks completely different after you get adjusted to it. And at first I was like, whoa, this place is massive. Like this is like the real deal. Like Michelin restaurants work out of here, which blows my
mind. That's true. That is true.
But I remember I was just like, this is it. It just smells clean from the moment you walk into the door. Like from the moment you go up the hallway, the brick walls, the light, the wood, just the vibe, the energy, the everything. I was just like, I need to be here. This is going to be Naughty Cookie's home. Like there was no doubt in my mind. And I met you and I was like, I love her. Like she is such an inspiration. This is her place. Like she did this. Like it felt like I was looking in a mirror where I was like, oh my God, I'm looking at me, someone who has that same drive. And this is what they did with that drive. I just respect that so much.
Thank you.
And shit, I'm like, this is the best inspiration to just come to work every day and see just that alone, let alone now. You know, everyone I've met along the way being here. And I'll never forget that. You said, what's going to be so great about working in the shared commercial kitchen space is you're going to learn so much from everybody else.
That's right.
And it's so true.
It is true.
It's so true. The community that's at Crafted Kitchen is like no other. You know, it's like we're all on the same page, but doing it our own way.
Yes.
With the same goals almost, really.
Well, it is.
And I told you, you're going to have to kick me out because I'm never leaving.
Jessica, it has been the greatest honor to sit here with you today.
I've learned so much more.
I've learned so much more about you. And I feel like, yes.
I love that.
I feel like that. I thought that about your business from day one. I remember when you came in here that day, it was raining, which it doesn't all that often. I remember when you started, you had a little 12-inch roll of saran wrap that you were using. And I said, oh, no.
Yes,
and I brought an 18-inch roll. And you're like, but that's so good.
yes, this is how we wrap these things up.
Yes.
And no, and this is how you're gonna puck them onto sheetras and you're gonna freeze them.
I was like, freeze. I was like, I don't know how they're gonna be.
How are they?
Amazing. I am so happy that I made my way into this kitchen. I learn every day. Like you really like what it says in the front when you walk in, you learn something new every day.
And you do,
especially in here. So entrepreneurs, what I got to tell you, and Cindy's not paying me for this. This is not an ad. Is if you really want to scale your business, get your ass into Crafted Kitchen.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful.
Cindy.
And I will see you in the kitchen.
Yes. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay, Mikey.